This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What are you feeling? Moon principles of Vedic astrology. In Vedic astrology, the moon is the heart of your emotional world. It governs how you feel, react, and instinctively respond to life. By understanding where your moon is placed in terms of its house, sign, and nakshatra, plus the house where Cancer falls in your chart, you can gain profound insights into your emotional landscape. The moon represents your deep subconscious, your inner psychology, and the imprints you carry as a soul from past lives. It's the seat of your cravings, desires, and emotional imprints that shape your responses in this lifetime. Let's dive into these moon principles together and explore how they impact your feelings and inner world. 1. House placement of the moon, where your emotions are focused. The house your moon sits in gives clues about where you instinctively focus your emotional energy. This house influences where you seek comfort, emotional fulfillment, and a sense of security. If your moon is in the first house, you're likely to wear your emotions on your sleeve, and how you feel often shapes your sense of identity. Personal recognition and validation are emotionally fulfilling for you. Moon in the fourth house. Here, your feelings are tied to family, home, and inner peace. You crave a sense of rootedness, and you may find comfort in creating a nurturing space around you. Moon in the seventh house. Relationships are your emotional anchor. Your feelings often revolve around the give and take of close partnerships, and you feel most secure when emotionally connected with others. Moon in the 10th house. Your career and public image play a big role in your emotional life. There's a strong drive to find emotional validation through accomplishments and how others perceive you. Wherever your moon is, that area of life becomes a focal point for your emotional needs and instincts, offering insight into where you most naturally seek comfort and connection. Habit 2, sign placement of the moon, how you express emotions. The moon's sign gives a sense of your emotional style, shaping how you instinctively express and process feelings. Each sign adds its unique character to your inner world. Aries moon. If your moon is in Aries, you feel things intensely and react quickly. You're passionate, often impulsive, and may act on emotions before fully thinking things through. With a Taurus moon, your feelings are grounded and stable. You likely seek comfort in the tangible, material security, routine, and nature can bring you peace. Gemini moon. If you have a Gemini moon, your emotions are adaptable and curious. You're mentally active, but your feelings can shift quickly as you absorb new information and experiences. Cancer moon. A Cancer moon amplifies sensitivity and emotional depth. You're likely empathetic, nurturing, and deeply in touch with the feelings of those around you. The moon sign reveals your emotional temperament, coloring how you instinctively react and express yourself. Whether fiery, earthy, airy, or watery, each sign shapes your unique approach to processing and expressing feelings. 3. Nakshatra of the moon, the fine details of your emotional personality. The nakshatra, or lunar mansion, where your moon resides, adds specific attributes to your emotional and psychological profile. Each nakshatra has unique qualities that influence your instinctive reactions and inner world. Ashwini? If your moon is in Ashwini, you're drawn to spontaneity and adventure, with a deep need for freedom and action. Rohini, Taurus. With a Rohini moon, you're nurturing, sensual, and grounded. Emotions are tied to beauty, pleasure, and stability. Ashlesha brings emotional depth and sometimes secrecy. you're likely introspective with an intensity that can be both magnetic and private. MAGA. If your moon is in MAGA, pride and heritage matter to you emotionally. Family, roots, and tradition can evoke deep feelings and a strong sense of self. Each nakshatra brings a nuanced layer to your emotions, defining your instinctive responses, strengths, and even vulnerabilities, shaping how you connect with the world emotionally. 4. House placement of Cancer, where you seek emotional security. Since Cancer is ruled by the moon, the house Cancer occupies in your chart represents the area of life where you look for emotional stability and safety. This placement affects how and where you nurture yourself and find comfort. Cancer in the first house. If Cancer is in your first house, you instinctively seek emotional security in your self-image and personal authenticity. Nurturing yourself emotionally is key to feeling balanced. Cancer in the third house. Communication and relationships with siblings or close friends play a major role in your emotional life. Talking things through often helps you feel emotionally settled. Cancer in the fifth house. With Cancer in the fifth house, creativity, romance, and children become emotional outlets. You may feel a need to nurture in these areas, bringing warmth and sensitivity to your self-expression. Cancer in the 10th house. If Cancer is in your 10th house, your career and social standing provide emotional grounding. Public validation and career stability may be essential for your inner peace. Now let's deep dive into the moon in various ascendant signs and nakshatras, helping you study and understand where and how to take care of the moon, your emotional body. By grasping these principles, you'll better understand the areas of your life that need nurturing and support, allowing for greater emotional health and stability. Emotional foundations, the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra for all ascendants. In Vedic astrology, the fourth house governs emotional security, inner peace, home environment, and nurturing qualities, especially associated with the mother. When the fourth lord is positioned in Ashlesha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, it introduces a mysterious, transformative, and intuitive energy to emotional foundations. Ashlesha, symbolized by the coiled serpent, represents wisdom, hidden power, and the ability to navigate through emotional complexities. This nakshatra shapes the emotional body with a deep sense of introspection, adaptability, and the power to heal and transform through emotional awareness. Here's an exploration of how the fourth lord's placement in Ashlesha Nakshatra affects emotional foundations for Aries, Taurus, and Gemini ascendants. Aries ascendant, moon as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra, fourth house. Ascendant characteristics, Aries, ruled by Mars, is bold, action-oriented, and naturally inclined toward leadership. Aries natives are independent, courageous, and driven to achieve personal growth. Fourth Lord, Moon, in fourth house. With the Moon as the fourth Lord in its own house, Aries natives connect emotional security deeply to their home, family, and personal space. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their intuitive and transformative abilities, encouraging emotional depth and introspection. Emotional body, Moon in Ashlesha fosters a deeply intuitive and emotionally intense nature. These natives derive fulfillment from creating a nurturing and protective home environment while addressing hidden emotional complexities. Ashlesha encourages emotional growth through self-awareness, introspection, and transformation. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of mystery, care, and emotional depth, fostering a nurturing space for growth and self-reflection. The mother may instill values of adaptability, emotional resilience, and wisdom, teaching the importance of addressing underlying emotions and creating stability. Ashlesha's influence promotes renewal and emotional clarity within family dynamics. Taurus ascendant, sun as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra, third house. Ascendant characteristics, Taurus, ruled by Venus, values stability, comfort, and material security. Taurus natives are grounded, patient, and focused on creating harmony in their environment. Fourth Lord, Sun, in third house. With the Sun as the fourth Lord in the third house, Taurus natives connect emotional security to communication, intellectual engagement, and relationships with siblings or peers. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their emotional adaptability and transformative abilities within relationships. Emotional body, Sun and Ashleisha fosters a strong and introspective emotional nature. These individuals derive fulfillment from nurturing meaningful connections, exploring hidden truths, and creating harmony through their communication. Ashleisha encourages emotional resilience and growth through adaptability and self-awareness. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize emotional depth, communication, and care, fostering a dynamic space for intellectual and personal growth. The mother may encourage resilience, emotional clarity, and wisdom, teaching the importance of addressing hidden emotional patterns and fostering harmony. Ashleisha's energy promotes emotional renewal and strength within family dynamics. Gemini Ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Ashleisha Nakshatra, second house. Ascendant characteristics. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, is communicative, adaptable, and intellectually curious. Gemini natives thrive on learning, networking, and exploring new ideas and perspectives. Fourth lord, Mercury in second house. For Gemini natives, Mercury as the fourth lord in the second house ties emotional security to family values, communication, and material stability. Ashleisha Nakshatra enhances their ability to navigate emotional challenges and foster stability through intellect and adaptability. Emotional body. Mercury in Ashleisha fosters a sharp and introspective emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment in nurturing family bonds, resolving emotional complexities, and fostering harmony within their environment. Ashleisha encourages emotional depth and growth through adaptability and introspection. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of emotional depth, communication, and care, fostering a strong foundation for security and growth. The mother may instill values of adaptability, wisdom, and resilience, teaching the importance of addressing emotional challenges and fostering harmony. Ashleisha's influence promotes emotional renewal and clarity within family dynamics. Cancer Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Ashleisha Nakshatra, first house. Ascendant characteristics. Cancer, ruled by the moon, is nurturing, emotionally sensitive, and family-oriented. Cancer natives prioritize emotional security and harmonious relationships. Fourth Lord Venus, in first house. For Cancer ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the first house connects emotional security directly to their self-expression, appearance, and personal relationships. Ashleisha Nakshatra enhances their emotional intuition and ability to navigate complex relationships. Emotional body. Venus in Ashleisha fosters a nurturing and introspective emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment in creating harmonious relationships and addressing deeper emotional truths within themselves. Ashleisha encourages emotional growth through self-awareness and transformative care. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, emotional depth, and nurturing, fostering a strong foundation for personal growth. The mother may instill values of adaptability, compassion, and introspection, teaching the importance of emotional resilience and harmony. Ashleisha's energy promotes emotional depth and renewal within family dynamics. Leo Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Ashleisha Nakshatra, 12th house, ascendant characteristics. Leo, ruled by the sun, is confident, dynamic, and self-expressive. Leo natives seek emotional security through leadership, creativity, and meaningful connections. Fourth Lord Mars in 12th house. For Leo ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the 12th house connects emotional security to solitude, spiritual exploration, and letting go of attachments. Ashleisha Nakshatra enhances their ability to address hidden emotions and find peace through introspection and transformation. Emotional body. Mars in Ashleisha fosters a deeply reflective and emotionally transformative nature. These natives find fulfillment through spiritual practices, emotional healing, and self-exploration. Ashleisha encourages emotional growth by addressing hidden fears and finding inner peace through self-awareness. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of emotional depth, care, and introspection, fostering a space for healing and renewal. The mother may instill values of resilience, adaptability, and introspection, teaching the importance of addressing emotional complexities. Ashleisha's influence promotes emotional clarity and transformation within family dynamics. Virgo Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Ashleisha Nakshatra, 11th house. Ascendant characteristics. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, is analytical, practical, and service-oriented. Virgo natives seek emotional security through stability, intellectual engagement, and meaningful connections. Fourth Lord, Jupiter, in 11th house. For Virgo ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 11th house connects emotional security to friendships, social networks, and shared goals. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their ability to navigate emotional complexities and find growth through meaningful relationships. Emotional body. Jupiter in Ashlesha fosters a nurturing and emotionally reflective of nature. These natives derive fulfillment from building meaningful social connections, resolving conflicts, and supporting others. Ashlesha encourages emotional renewal and adaptability through intellectual and social engagement. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, adaptability, and collaboration, fostering emotional and social growth. The mother may instill values of wisdom, compassion, and resilience, teaching the importance of maintaining harmony in relationships. Ashlesha's influence promotes clarity and emotional depth within family and social dynamics. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra, 10th house. Ascendant characteristics. Libra, ruled by Venus, values harmony, balance, and meaningful relationships. Libra natives seek emotional security through fairness, intellectual engagement, and stable partnerships. Fourth Lord, Saturn, in 10th house. For Libra ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 10th house connects emotional security to professional achievements, public recognition, and a sense of purpose. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their ability to navigate emotional complexities in their career and find stability through discipline and introspection. Emotional body. Saturn in Ashlesha fosters a disciplined and introspective emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment through leadership roles, professional accomplishments, and creating emotional harmony in their work environment. Ashlesha encourages emotional resilience and transformation through responsibility and self-awareness. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of discipline, care, and emotional depth, fostering stability and growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, wisdom, and responsibility, teaching the importance of addressing emotional challenges. Ashlesha's energy promotes renewal and emotional clarity within family and career dynamics. Scorpio ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra, 9th house. Ascendant characteristics, Scorpio, co-ruled by Mars and Ketu, is intense, transformative, and emotionally resilient. Scorpio natives seek emotional security through personal growth, spiritual exploration, and meaningful connections. Fourth Lord Saturn in 9th house. For Scorpio ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 9th house ties emotional security to higher learning, philosophical exploration, and spiritual practices. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their ability to address emotional depth and find growth through spiritual exploration and self-reflection. Emotional body. Saturn in Ashlesha fosters a deeply reflective and nurturing emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through exploring philosophical truths, embracing transformation, and nurturing emotional balance. Ashlesha encourages emotional growth by addressing hidden fears and fostering adaptability through wisdom. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of wisdom, care, and introspection, fostering a space for emotional and spiritual growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, discipline, and self-awareness, teaching the importance of navigating emotional challenges. Ashlesha's influence promotes transformation and emotional depth within family dynamics. Sagittarius ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra. 8th ascendant characteristics, Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is adventurous, philosophical, and optimistic. Sagittarius natives prioritize emotional security through intellectual exploration, spiritual growth, and meaningful connections. Fourth lord, Jupiter in 8th house. For Sagittarius ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 8th house connects emotional security to transformation, shared resources, and deeper emotional exploration. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture emotional depth and navigate challenges through introspection and adaptability. Emotional body. Jupiter in Ashlesha fosters a nurturing and transformative emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from exploring emotional depth, resolving conflicts, and embracing personal growth. Ashlesha encourages emotional renewal and adaptability through addressing hidden emotional patterns. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize transformation, emotional depth, and care, fostering growth through resilience and adaptability. The mother may instill values of wisdom, self-awareness, and compassion, teaching the importance of emotional growth and introspection. Ashlesha's influence promotes clarity and transformation within family dynamics, fostering emotional renewal and growth. Capricorn Ascendant. Mars as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra, seventh house, ascendant characteristics. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is disciplined, practical, and goal-oriented. Capricorn natives seek emotional security through stability, responsibility, and meaningful partnerships. Fourth lord Mars in seventh house. For Capricorn ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the seventh house connects emotional security to relationships, partnerships, and collaboration. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their ability to navigate complex emotional dynamics in partnerships with intuition and resilience. Emotional body. Mars in Ashlesha fosters an emotionally intense and transformative nature. These natives find fulfillment through building meaningful partnerships and addressing emotional challenges in their relationships. Ashlesha encourages emotional growth through introspection and nurturing within partnerships. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, balance, and emotional depth, fostering growth through meaningful relationships. The mother may instill values of resilience, adaptability, and wisdom, teaching the importance of emotional stability and understanding in partnerships. Ashlesha's influence promotes renewal and emotional depth within family and relational dynamics. Aquarius Ascendant. Venus as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra, sixth house, ascendant characteristics. Aquarius, ruled by Saturn, values innovation, intellectual growth, and humanitarian ideals. Aquarius natives prioritize emotional security through service, meaningful connections, and intellectual engagement. Fourth lord, Venus in sixth house. For Aquarius ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the sixth house connects emotional security to daily routines, service, and resolving conflicts. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their ability to balance emotional care and practicality in daily interactions. Emotional body. Venus in Ashlesha fosters a nurturing and introspective emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment through helping others, resolving challenges, and maintaining emotional harmony in their daily lives. Ashlesha encourages emotional adaptability and growth through service and care. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, discipline, and collaboration, fostering emotional growth through responsibility. The mother may encourage balance, wisdom, and resilience, teaching the importance of emotional harmony in service and daily life. Ashlesha's influence promotes clarity and emotional renewal within family dynamics. Pisces Ascendant. Mercury as the fourth lord in Ashlesha Nakshatra. Ascendant characteristics. Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is compassionate, imaginative, and spiritually inclined. Pisces natives seek emotional security through creativity, nurturing relationships, and spiritual exploration. Fourth lord, Mercury in fifth house. For Pisces ascendants, Mercury as the fourth lord in the fifth house connects emotional security to creative pursuits, intellectual exploration, and relationships with children or romantic partners. Ashlesha Nakshatra enhances their emotional depth and ability to nurture meaningful relationships through introspection and care. Emotional body. Mercury in Ashlesha fosters a curious and emotionally transformative nature. These natives derive fulfillment from creative endeavors, intellectual growth, and nurturing relationships with depth and understanding. Ashlesha encourages emotional renewal and adaptability through addressing deeper emotional truths. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize creativity, intellectual engagement, and care, fostering a dynamic foundation for personal and emotional growth. The mother may instill values of adaptability, compassion, and wisdom, teaching the importance of nurturing relationships with emotional clarity. Ashlesha's influence promotes emotional depth and renewal within family dynamics, fostering growth through understanding and introspection.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.